77,000 Service Trees, Part 34, by Sri Chinmoy. Every day I pray to God to teach me His heart language. Believe, believe. If you believe, God will soon open your eyes. The day God appeared in my life, I immediately felt that He was not only my real friend, but also my only friend. Every day I strengthen my faith in my Lord Supreme. Every day I energize my life with my love of God. I shall wait for my Lord's arrival, no matter how many centuries it takes. Like a child, I must give everything that I have and everything that I am to my Lord Beloved Supreme. God's command is the only joy and only pride in my life. Only a heart of constant surrender is allowed to sit in the lap of my Lord Supreme. God is more than eager to speak on my behalf about what I am doing here on earth. I do not know how God still tolerates me. Unconsciously, even consciously, I have spoken ill of Him. Anything that God cherishes is also the object of my adoration. God fulfillment promises never grow old. Alas, is there anybody on earth whose path does not zigzag? How can there be any satisfaction in my life if I do not please God every day, every hour, and every minute in His own way? My Lord, do tell me, when will you make me a member of your inner circle? God servers are my only brothers and sisters in my aspiration life. The more I think of God, the sooner all my misunderstandings leave me. Doubt I have seen. Doubt I have felt. Again, doubt is the thing that I have totally rejected. Who can be worthy of God's love? Nobody. But we can at least try to be reliable for Him in so many ways. We must not barter our love of God for anything else. God's heart repeatedly knocks at my heart door. Alas, my heart door remains unanswered. My Lord has given me His own heartbeat to play a special role in His cosmic drama. My Lord, what is my first necessity? My child, self-offering to me is your first necessity. Do not delay. Choose the side you want in life's tug of war. God separation is the most painful suffering to a seeker. As we travel along the path of love, devotion, and surrender, we receive abundant light and bliss from above. Ego gratification is aspiration heart starvation. I refuse to be the slave of my desire life anymore. When God comes first, everything in life is fed by aspiration. I have infinite cries. God has giant strides to come and console me. Every second, God is desperately trying to train me in his own heart gym. We must cherish, more than our life itself, the dust of God's feet. Continue moving forward. Life is indeed a forward march. Simplicity is the most powerful beginning of spirituality. Day in and day out, I must take the side of God's vision eye. Purity ushers in the God victory. Only divinity's compassion-flooded smile appeals to me and my heart. My surrender is my God-closeness reality. Each day we must try to ascend to a higher summit height to make God extremely happy and extremely proud of us. God is always trying to make me a true and unalloyed seeker. To my great sorrow, is there any day I do not mistreat God? The beauty of nature puts us to sleep and helps us enjoy beautiful dreams. The fragrance of nature awakens us to look above and bring down God's compassion affection in boundless measure. He who can live in the heart of the eternal now is the chosen instrument of God. If my heart is full of love, then no outer bad qualities can mar it. Time stops long before I imagine the golden feet of my Lord Supreme. In my life's aspiration race, one day I shall definitely be able to see my Lord's sacred face. When I see clearly that my Lord does not need me, yet he showers me with his blessings, affection, love, and sweetness, I become happier than the happiest. The heart that has become inseparably one with God's will enjoys freedom within and without. Every morning I replenish my treasury of God-loving tears. Slowly and steadily I am coming out of my insecurity sea. I must have my feet solidly planted on the path of faith if I want God to claim me as his own, very own. Close your mind's eye. Open your heart's eye. Look, ineffable beauty from above is welcoming you. May my mind be doubt-proof, so that my mind and my heart can sing sleeplessly God's victory songs. Each time I think of God, I am overwhelmed by the sweetness, beauty of his eye. Because my faith is growing stronger and stronger, I am able to come closer and closer to God's feet. Hours seem as fleeting moments when I drink deep the beauty of my Lord's eye. When I desire to see God's face, I use my heart eye. When God wants to see my heart, he uses his vision eye. The only journey that matters is my heart's heavenward journey. I need to take a deeper and longer look at myself before I knock at God's heart door. When we work for our God discovery, there is no such thing as overtime. Self-offering is the secret code of inseparable oneness. We must help purity to increase its popularity. One thing I notice everywhere in this world, and that is peace poverty. May my God longing heart incense burn and burn and burn, and never stop burning. God wants me to enjoy partnership with him, but I love to enjoy my God worship. Again and again, I sleeplessly beg God to take ownership of my life. I do not have to know my future. My future I have placed lovingly, soulfully, and self-givingly at the feet of my Lord Supreme. My soul came into the world to radiate happiness here, there, and everywhere. God wants each human being to be the sunshine for the entire world. Each prayer has the capacity to strengthen my God-loving hunger cry. If my mind does not listen to my soul, then it will one day vanish into the mists of obscurity. We must always give our purity heart the right of way. Is there anybody who has not taken years of preparation to satisfy God in his own way? God gives me his celestial gifts with open arms, and he expects me likewise to give him an open heart. When I asked God over the phone for forgiveness, he said he was eagerly waiting for a call from me. Does God ever do anything to delay our God realization? No, never. I was eagerly watching God shattering my ego machine. God never gives up my life transformation responsibility, no matter what I do or what I say. When my God yearning heart looks for God's light, he immediately shows me his light everywhere. We are aware of the fact that we at times feed our worries and anxieties. Today, God wants me to be his newness life partner. Tomorrow, God will want me to be his fullness heart partner. The outer suffering comes to an end when we turn ourselves towards the inner light. God's solemn promise to each and every one is this: he will never withdraw his love from us. God's compassion carries its own absolute willpower. God is all-loving to my surrender life. We do not deserve God. We can only faithfully preserve God in our aspiration heart. God at his own hour will bless us. This God hour is far beyond our ken. A self-giving life flies up only to see that God has kept his heart door wide open. This world has countless things in endless measure, save and except one thing: gratitude. My God service is nothing short of my God delight experience. I invoke the presence of a rainbow dream and revoke the license of the darkness night. Each divine thought helps me spread happiness sunshine from my heart. At the time of selection, God invariably chooses our intense God hunger heart. Only an unconditional life can offer to the world the peak performance of its gratitude heart. I am waiting for the day when my Lord Supreme will inundate this world with peace, beauty, and bliss fragrance. Are you desperate for God's love? Then give up immediately your self-love exhibit. In the spiritual life, random thinking I must shun. The glow of a purity heart is exceptionally beautiful. Desire does not want to see anything that is sunlit. My God service is the only thing that is keeping me alive. Serious stories God does not enjoy, but he does enjoy humorous stories. Pride thinks it is always right. I am sure God will feed my God manifestation hunger. My Lord, my heart is crying for any role in your cosmic play. God will steer my boat only if he sees that I am all for him. When the mind lectures, it forgets to stop. God himself tells the heart when to start the song and when to stop. If you feel the presence of God clearly, then you can go to any extreme. God came into my heart room only to find that my heart had gone outdoors. If we really love our Master And if our Master really loves us, then our hearts can never, never grow old. Disobedience is God's worst adversary. God has forgotten to close his compassion door. God has given me many chances. How can I not give God another chance? My goodness and badness, God accepts equally with joy and concern. In my heart sky, I see nothing but ecstasy stars. To make me a choice instrument of his, God moves heaven and earth. God tells me that I need direct messages from him and not indirect messages. I have simplified my life to amplify my soul's messages to poor earth. God tells me that I must value the presence of my soul and give my soul the right of way. I would like to be chosen by my inner pilot and not by the outer world. God pretends to be looking somewhere else, but actually he is looking into my heart and desperately working for my fastest progress. Someday I am sure my 1,000-petaled inner sun will burst forth. I do not pray for a safe road. I pray for infinitely more courage than I now have. Each prayer day of mine is a golden opportunity to come closer and closer to God. I shall never allow my heart sky to be devoured by thick clouds. All my sorrows have come to an end. Why? Because my soul has now full control of my life. God is always prepared to walk alone if the world does not accompany him. The mind is changeable. The heart is lovable and adorable. Our downfall begins when we claim the body, vital and mind as our pole star. Whenever God speaks to my mind, my heart becomes unimaginably happy. Whenever God speaks to my heart, my mind simply revolts. My heart door welcomes everyone. It knows no strangers. There is a constant race going on between my mind's hunger for God possession and my heart's hunger for total submission. When we want to claim anything or anybody other than God, we dig our immediate grave. Self-doubt means my backward march. To have faith in my own inner existence is to fly like a bird, high, higher, highest. Think at least 10 times before you act if you are inspired to run away from God. God wants me to forgive myself as soon as possible. If you believe in God most sincerely, then he will definitely come to your rescue. Alas, God sees me as another God, whereas I see myself as a most insignificant creature. Our mind's anger weapon is extremely dangerous. May my whole existence be rooted in conscious oneness with my inner pilot. My soul happily and proudly greets me each time I arrive at my heart door. God does not come alone. He comes with his satisfaction heart to bless me most powerfully. God comes to me to see my willingness mind. Alas, each time he comes, he is forced to see my unwillingness and ingratitude mind. I wish to live a God-serving life and not an earth-fortunate life. Time either destroys or weakens the evil forces. When God comes to me, I must show him that my life is an open book and not a closed book. I came into the world not to please multitudes of people, but to please only one individual, God. I simply lose consciousness when God comes to me with his breathtaking beauty and fragrance. God wants me to take a heart improvement course and not a mind improvement course. My soul is forcing me to study in God's heart school. Each self-giving moment is a God-pleasing heart excellence. I am tearing myself away from world flattery. Our body, vital, mind, and heart must work together to catch the doubt thief inside the mind. Alas, depression is a revolving door. God does not approve of my austerity life. I must try to disentangle myself from all earthly worries and anxieties. Each pure moment in my life is a sure smile in God's eye. A self-giving heart has always a free access to God. Our very first duty is to accept the world and not shun the world. At every moment, I must occupy myself with divine and illumining thoughts. I am waiting most eagerly for my inner light to come to the fore and be of service to the entire world. I dive deep within with each God-surrendering breath. If needed, I am prepared to wait for centuries to realize God in God's own way. I am saying my last farewell to my mind and all its doubts. First, dive immediately, and then if you have to think, think. God's compassion is everywhere. We do not have to go to a special place to feel it. Every day we must pass our love of God examination. I must see each and every human being through my open heart window. I have been brought down to love only one individual, my beloved inner pilot. I must find myself all the time in my heart's inner tranquility. A selfless life is satisfied with practically nothing. My morning meditation is the time when I feel I belong only to God. Too much self-reliance quite often grows into God-defiance. I derive satisfaction only from my deep, soulful, and fruitful meditation. I have drunk deep God's nectar delight. Now I am all ready to serve God in humanity. My soul takes my progress report card and shows it to my Lord Supreme. When I tell God that I am only for Him and for nobody else, then my life becomes an all-loving river of light and delight. If you are running very fast in the inner world, never allow yourself to slow down. Our life has not only endless possibilities, but also endless opportunities. An ever-expanding hope beauty my life needs every day. Do not allow the mind even to be near you when you meditate. Do not allow the mind to catch your heart's ceaseless tear flow. God does not want me to send my aspiration by mail. He wants me to carry my aspiration directly. If we do not depend on God at every moment, we shall never be successful in our spiritual life. My dawn has to be full of devotion. Only then will my heart be flooded with the sunrise beauty. God wants me to inspire the world with my heart's goodness and not with my mind's greatness. I am mightily happy when my Lord asks me to perform even a simple task. My Lord operates my heart with His compassion height and not with His justice light. When my heart has purity in abundance, I see my heart flying high, higher, highest, like an angel. Complaining about others is the surest way of wasting one's precious time. Be not a seeker of short-lived promise to manifest God. I cannot see God with my human eyes, but I can feel Him with my human heart. The God lovers and the God servers must live together, meditate together, and please God together. I must have full faith in my Lord Supreme that He will do everything for me, in and through me, in His own time.